Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. What you are about to hear is one of our many interviews we conducted on Media Day of the 2021 Lotto Elite Pro Tennis Challenge. Our Cracked Rackets team is so fortunate to be able to travel to Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, to take in an exhibition event featuring players such as Ernest Gulbis, Chris Eubanks, eventual singles and doubles champion Mukund Sasikumar. We also got to talk to former great college tennis players in Nick Bible, Chad Kissel, KP Sinu. We also got to talk to Roy Smith. Of course, all of those guys still ascending in their young pro tennis careers. We got to speak with tournament director Ryan Narr as well. All of the people who helped make this event so special. Hoping to get the chance to recap it all with our host Dave Emke, my now adopted older brother, later on this weekend. Again, what you're going to be hearing is an interview with some of those players now. We got to chat with them for about 5 to 10 minutes, talk about the highlights in their career, where they're at here in 2021, the difficulties they faced the past season, and so much more. It was a really, really fun session. I cannot thank the Emke family, the Lotto Elite team, for having us there enough. It's always so cool to get to work an intimate event like that, to get to actually speak with these players, have some fun with them as well. It's an experience we won't be forgetting anytime soon. So again, interviews from Media Day going to be coming on your Cracked Interviews podcast feed. Be on the lookout for all of them. Listen to as many of them as you would like. But with that in mind, Westhoff, roll the credits. Let's get to today's show.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, everyone, here live at the Lotto Elite Pro Tennis Challenge, where we are joined, I'll say it, one of my favorite players to watch over the past few seasons, and I was actually there for his last weekend of college tennis in Ann Arbor. He may not remember it. I remember him beating my Wolverines handily, very, very well. Of course, I am joined by a top 500 guy in the world, Roy Smith. Roy, welcome to Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Great to be here.
We appreciate having you. I know it was a late arrival for you last night. We're throwing you right to the wolves. You got to do the media session today, tennis tomorrow as well, but I'm curious, you know, I'm looking through all of your results. You've done a lot of traveling this year, just finding different events. How are you feeling about your game right now?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm gaining more and more confidence, just going week in and week out, just playing more tournaments, finding myself on the court and finding how, like, my game style, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think anyone who watches you play power tennis, very, very easy for you to generate the heat. I'm curious for you, though, again, finding your rhythm. I feel like you're definitely a player who thrives when he has his rhythm. I suppose you could say that about everyone. But, you know, for you, the traveling this year, how difficult it's been finding events. I noticed, again, some weeks you're in Mexico, other weeks you're going here. How difficult has it been for you from a scheduling standpoint to just find a way to maintain your rhythm?
Yes, the scheduling is pretty different this year, especially because of COVID. Yeah. Finding like probably the best event that you can play in at the time, seeing what like country you can go to, maybe like the easier countries to go to. Mm-hmm. Also you gotta look at the draws too. See like if you might not even get into the tournament this year, you know. Mm-hmm. Especially because COVID's making it very rough to really maintain like a rhythm playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, I look at the cutoff for events like Little Rock or like, you know, because Little Rock Challenger should have had Roy Smith's name all over it. And it's like, you have to be 150 in the world to get into the draw. And it's just like, who does that help? Who is that for, right?
Exactly. Like, I see some of these challengers now, the cutoff is 175.
Yeah. And, easy. Yeah. And it's just like, how are you going to get into that event if you are a young aspiring player such as yourself? Which, of course, you know, again, getting back to your year here this season and down the home stretch, you know, what brings you to Pennsylvania, getting to play this event? What are you hoping to take out of it?
I'm great matches, you know. Yeah. I see the competition is very, very high level competition. Just get as much experience as I can playing, you know, just more matches make you better. So, you know, just being here is just a very, very good opportunity for me to get better.
Yeah, so you should know Chris Eubanks was talking a lot of smack about you yesterday. So, you know, hopefully you can get that, circle that name. That's a matchup we're all looking for. But, no, again, for you here at this point of the season, again, I feel like there's a lot of wear and tear. This is now, I'm trying to think, 2019 was when you left Baylor, correct? And so this is now first, I suppose, full season of tour play. What have been the takeaways for you this year? What are some of the pros, the cons of the pro tennis life?
I like the traveling. I like the different cultures, different, like, foods and just trying out stuff. Like, in terms of tennis, the tennis has been pretty well, too. Like, I had a couple good results here and there. Just COVID. COVID just made it rough, but, you know, like, it's a great experience, you know. Like, I mean, I love being on tour. So.
No, absolutely. And again, when you look at your game right now, how have you feel you've progressed this season?
Oh, definitely. I feel like I have more variety now. I definitely am varying my serve better. Just being able to mix up the speeds. Definitely be able to get more consistent off the ground. Definitely been getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. And if on the flip side of that, again, we talk about the way your game's developed. What's been the biggest challenges? What perhaps this season, other than the COVID stuff, which is a challenge for everyone, you realize now being a full-time professional tennis player that perhaps you didn't know before? Only hard questions here in the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably seeing your next event. I think that's very, very difficult, especially where I am right now. Like, just seeing where I'm going to go, like, the next week, when to, like, schedule, when to do a training block, just basically that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the difficulties of staying in the moment while keeping a perspective looking forward.
Exactly. Getting better at the tournament as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of getting better at this tournament, I have to ask, have you had any of the Emke cookies yet? Have you gotten a chocolate chip cookie?
I did last year. I haven't got a chance this year, but I'm definitely excited again.
All right, there's a full batch in waiting for you. I know she's made some new ones. I feel like that's one of the, I've asked all of the players this. That's a highlight for me of this turn. I mean, I'm 10 deep already. Yeah. You can't see it yet. You will by the end of the week, I promise. It's just the intimacy of this event, especially given all the traveling you've done this year. How refreshing is that for you?
Yeah, it's so nice. You know, just this whole setup is just very nice, basically. Being like very like close to like the people, you know, the people are just watching, like very close. It's very an intimate setting. You know?
Absolutely. And I believe this is your second time back, right? You were here with us. So what brings you back? All of that?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I got the call and I was just like, yeah, definitely, I'll play.
Yeah, you're like, this is an easy yes. Yeah, this is the easiest yes I can give. Absolutely. Well, for you again, I believe you're in the doubles as well. You're playing some singles here today. If you can have one thing coming out of this event, what are you looking for?
One thing, I'm just looking to get better, but really, just to improve my game and like all the aspects while I'm also competing. Just see how I'm doing, because if you can do well here, you can do well anywhere, basically.
Absolutely. Do we know your rest of the schedule this season? I know it's so tough for everyone.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to either Spain.
Okay.
Spain, there's a challenger in Spain, so I think I'll try.
Yeah, I think Roy Smith will thrive in Spain. Yeah. Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to it. But Roy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Good luck not only this week, but the rest of your season as well.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, of course.